I'll say something about Yom Kippur at the end. Some time. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So we were discussing yesterday the issue of eating dogim with meat, which lachora shouldn't be any problem whatsoever. The issue of eating chalav with meat is a problem. What's the problem with dogim? And indeed, the simple reading of the Mishnah is that none of these surim b'as lachora only applies to fish. You can eat fish with milk, you can eat fish with meat, but we mentioned that there's this comment of the Beis Yosef, which I'll look a little more into today, in one place where the Beis Yosef says you're not supposed to eat fish with dairy. Just like I'll have meat with dairy, you're supposed to have fish with dairy. Okay, but it's really more because of a sakona than because of any halachic concern. Apparently it was a concern that somehow fish with dairy was dangerous in terms of, in terms of achila. So a number of the poskim, including the Shach and the Taz on the page here in Simon Pei Zion, said that's a mistake. That's a total sofer. No problem having fish with dairy. The problem with fish with meat, that's the issue. What the Beis Yosef meant, it was a printing mistake. He meant dogim and basar, not dogim and cholov. Okay, so let's assume that's correct. So what's the problem with dogim and basar? So that we saw the Sugim Psachim, which referred to a certain type of fish called binisa, and said you're not supposed to have it if it was roasted with meat. You shouldn't eat it, according to one opinion, you shouldn't eat it with milk. That we understand because it absorbed the flavor of the meat. That's the issue of Recha Milsa, which we'll talk about at great length another time. But then Marba Ravashi said you can't even eat it by itself because the fish has absorbed the flavor of the meat. Forget about eating it with milk. Eat it with salt. Eat it with by itself. Still can't do it because there's some sort of a danger. Recha, which Mordechai said meant Recha HaPet, it affects your breath badly, and also Tzoras. It leads to psoriasis. This was some medical issue, some concern. It's in a category of those different types of sakonos. We had a number of different opinions. Whether the Ramah says the Marshal was matir lechatchil, the Beishev was machir b'di'evid. But we hold. I read last time the Aruch HaShulchan, right? The Aruch HaShulchan. If you're interested in this subject, so again, the Aruch HaShulchan has a quick summary in Sif Yud that I think we left off with the last time. Just want to mention there's some discussion of how far we take it. We saw the Shulz Yaakov, discusses whether it applies Dog Sarof. Is this illness or this potential health danger, this health hazard of meat with fish, applies only to red meat or applies to Hof as well? The Shulz Yaakov writes he doesn't know of any chiluk. Okay, that was in the first two that we cited back in 25. And then there's a question of what about the Kalim and so on? So the Taz, we mentioned, an important Taz, the Taz was mentioned that the concept of Shishim does not apply to a Sakona. That's based on the Gemara, it says in Kulan Daf Yud, Chamira Sakanta Mesura. We're more strict. Like I said, you don't want even a little bit of poison. Okay, so Chamira Sakanta Mesura. Therefore, the Taz concluded that, in fact, even if it's Shishim, it doesn't make a difference, it will not help when it comes to a matter which is Sakona. But the Shulz Yaakov and others, especially in light of the fact that today we're not even sure what the sakana is. Okay, is it really true the sakana, and what exactly the sakana is? Therefore, that's what the Shulz Yaakov wrote in the second Shuva, Chela Gimel Zayin Siman Ayin, that I printed in 26. Now, again, the issue there was fish which was cooked in fat from a avaz, a goose. Okay, goose fat. So he says that. It's a question of whether it was how far we take. At the end of the Shulz, he writes that the Das Achronim Lahokel Lebotel Levata B'Shishim. That we can be machmir, maybe we can make it about. Okay, that's part of the Taz. We had the case with the snake, the Divine Megulim, that the snake leaves some eris in the water. That's what they assumed. Somehow the snake leaves some poison in the water. That was much more than Shishim. Oh, that's because the snake poison is different. It's very powerful, whatever the difference. So you can't bring a right from there. I played a long piece of Ketshuva in Sukkotan Beis, in Sukkotan Gimel. In Sukkotan Beis, he agrees with the Beis on Shulz Yaakov. There's no chiluk. I just want to look for a second and see if Sukkotan Gimel, so back from Moon, source 27. And again, he quotes the Chavos Yar and others, and the Shulz Yaakov himself, a different Ketshuva that I didn't print here, and other places that were more medical as far as Bittel is concerned. Okay? Even though he said it's interesting, so I want to show you. Look at Sivkot and Gimel 27. We were out of time yesterday, so I'd say about six lines down from the bottom, from the top of it, the beginning of Sivkot and Gimel. Vinez Dait Dinid, we call Mokom Ochecha Taz Shapir. Di Tainer de Beika Shishim Shori, Ulahocha Osim Arim Lashim de Loha Esamech. Okay, the case they were referring to, there wasn't Shishim, but there would be Shishim, it would be okay. If the whole issue is that the taste of the fish together with the meat is a danger, so why shouldn't you, and shishim would work. So good, add more so that the shishim. I aim about nisr chatchila. There's not an nisr. It's a sakana. You hear what he's saying? Right? The after me surim also the host mishma bata lo sarachila can easily be seen tani test it up mikol moko hocha bavada lo shachmati this is right the answer rak kolz man shemargishim hatam shel hadag bikteres basa yesh bo sakona if the taste is detected so somehow there's a sakona but it's not a din in isser, it's not an isser. So if you can bevatel the taste, the whole idea is to overwhelm the taste, the danger, whatever the danger is somehow the taste of the flavor of the fish. So good. So if you can overwhelm the flavor, so good. So hey, why didn't anyone give that etzah? I ain't about nesach atchil. It's not about nesach atchil. There's no etzah here, right? Elavada after mikashishim also. However, the piskachul, and that may be the taz of sorrow. And that's the piskachul. Maybe that's a riot to the taz. The shishim doesn't work. Otherwise, it would be a simple solution. You have a little bit of stuff, and it's not shishim. So pile in some more chicken or whatever it is, or more meat, so it overwhelms the flavor of the fish, and there's no sakon at all. So he said, but he says, mikol mokom, nevertheless, he says, despite this, mikol mokom, ledina ikar ketshuvas hanal de batel. But ikar is like the other tshuvas that we mentioned, that is batel. So I just wanted to mention that point from the piskei tshuva. Okay. So anyway, that's the issue with that. There's another interesting thing. If you take a look on the Tzadi Zion, Amud Aleph, source 29, here in Chulin, the end of the previous parak. So the Gemara there, it says, Ravin Barav Ada Omar Kilchis Be'ilfas Hava. Okay, Kilchis, Rashi says, is Sheket Dogim Ktanim Be'ilfas Hava. And it was with a few little pieces of meat. Okay, and inflation of pot. Ilfas is a pot or a cooking utensil. So the Ilfas pot had it was a flashing of pot. And they had little pieces of fish, shekets document, a non-kosher fish. Okay? V'asu shalu l'b'yechanan, v'amalu l'tama kfeila aramoa. Kfeila aramoa means, as we've learned in the past, kfeila is a aramoa, it means a non-Jew, it literally means Armenian, but Aram, but it means any non-Jew, a goy. Kfeila means he's a chef, or an expert, expert in food. Okay? L'tama kfeila, Rashi says, nachtom obi kochavim. A baker, a cook, a chef, I was a goy. Vashmini the mutal, Vashmini Hill tells, the mutal is more of a vitumo, because you can ask him, what does this taste like? And he considers himself a big expert in food, so therefore he'll tell you what it tastes like. Then Rashi adds, vitumo. Not allowed to ask him, listen, we have a kashrus question. No, he says, lo yadu shetzvicha lo dvar yisubheter. Don't tell him what it's for, just tell him what does it taste like. We want your expert opinion. Okay, so let him taste it. From there also, It's mashma that it applies not only to cooking but even to frying because that's what an ilfas is for and that's what the Aruch HaShulchan referred to. Anyway, just another gemara with the fish. There, the issue was the fish were non kosher, but still we should have the concern of the meat. Unless you want to argue with the whole concern of fish only kosher fish, it's another interesting question. Okay, anyway, that's the issue there. And again, it seems that. The bittul will work. Okay. The Kolbo mentions, Sim Chof Gimel, 31, Haram, note that's what he says, Haram means Haram Rutenberg, Maram Rutenberg, Reina Marami Rutenberg. Maram Rutenberg, note to Yadav Kishochel Bos, Rotzalechel Dogim, the Chamir Sakatim Yisura. He accepts that. Okay, and the Rush, the tour in Orchaim Simon Kuf Ayin Gimel. Right, so Adonai Avaraz, I rug a little yoda, ben basal dog, and chamir sakantum yisur. So we have some of the big, great Ashkenazi Rishonim, who paskin, you actually should wash your hands. Okay, you actually should wash your hands between the fish and meat. Now the Bach, over here, and Archaim Shem Kufayim Gimel writes, he quotes this opinion, and he said it's, what it was based on. But he also mentions the leka chashosho the sakanta b'dogim shen nitzlu in basar. He says, but this is only true, says the Bach, if it was the stuff was cooked together. Okay, But if it's zeh chor zeh, you eat one right into the other, it's not a problem. Okay, well, the Rosh has a chumrah, and he writes at the end, v'hochi nog alma karosh, and many people are knowing like the Rosh. Okay, that's what he says, v'hochi nog alma. The Beis Yosef quotes this as well, and he also quotes the Kolbo that I mentioned before, back in 31, okay? And he wonders why it's true. He says, v'lo perish mehechan lamad haram came. Where did this come from? Where does that washing your hands come from? Okay? And he said it's probably from that case of Ahi Beniso. Okay, that's where, again, the Chamir Sakanta Misura. So you see that all these poskim do consider the issue of Chamir Sakanta Misura. And therefore, on that basis, the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Aruch Chaim Sim Kuf Ayin Gimel, Sif Beis, Bein Basar Ledogim Chova Lito. Okay, you should wash your hands between eating fish and meat. The Kosho Dabaracher, again, the lead to Tzaras, right? The Chamir is Sakanta Misura. So we have all these, again, they may not agree with the Taz, that Chamir is Sakanta Misura, therefore Bittul doesn't work. That we showed the Bittul does work. But this other issue of washing your hands and being extra careful, not to have any physical contact and meat and fish, so that, you see, the Poskim were choshish for it. Okay, however, the Mogen Avram, and Sivkot and Aleph there, and some Kufa and Gila writes, Be'efsher de Mizmana Zeh ain't Sakona Kolkach. Okay, the Magen Avraham says, no, there's not such a big Sakona here, because, and again, we said this yesterday, he said, Chazin and Kama Dvaram was Karma Gmor Hashem Sakona L'Ruach Ro, Shard Rabba Idno Eino Mazik, Dinishtano Hativios, Begama Kol Lefitev Arat. So again, we said yesterday, I'm just going over this because many people are not knowing this way, not knowing to wash between fish and meat. Okay, and that's because the Mar of Rome says, the Mishnah Berurah also writes in the Kotan Dalet, he says, Minhago She'en Choshen Lezen nowadays, and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch does say in Tziv Beis, Kishochel Dogim Bacharka Vosol Lehefer, Yesh Lachol Benem Pas. Okay, you should eat some, but we do that, or take a drink of some, or some schnapps, as we mentioned. Okay? In Hil, you know, the Rambam in Hilchos Deis in Perek Dalad talks about things which you know, people should be careful about that are not direct halachas. So it talks there in Halacha Yilches about Hakozos Dam. Okay, Hakozos Dam. Hakozos Dam is bloodletting. And at one time in history, they thought that was a medicinal procedure that would cure illnesses. They were right in the following sense. They recognized, they figured out, and the ancients also knew, that sometimes disease is carried through the system by blood, right? Your blood circulates, so things spread through blood that they're right about. So they filter, you take out some of the blood, you also take out some of the disease. That we're not so convinced they're right about. But they had it correct in a certain sense that disease, you know, circulates in the, you know, body or through blood, I mean, so it's a cure. Okay, I mean, if you know, if you have a pain in your foot, you can take an aspirin in your mouth and it'll help your foot, right? I mean, because blood flows through the system. So that anyway, so there's something called Hakozos Dam. So certain days where it's not considered good to do Hakozos Dam, it's considered dangerous. Okay, and the Kesef Mishnah there in Hilchos Deis Perek Dalet Halacha Yilches writes that there were different things in different places because in Babel, for example, there were different natural tendencies, and everything I explained before. Okay, that yesterday, that sometimes things are different in different lands, and maybe at one time this was more dangerous, not so dangerous today. Nonetheless, to finish up this point, our practice today is indeed that we don't eat meat together with fish. We make some sort of interruption. You have a filter fish Friday night, then you have the meat. You have flesh afterwards, some people have a glass of schnapps, some people have a bite of challah, and we have separate forks and separate plates. That's what it's all based on. Okay? Good. What I'd like to look at for the remainder of today, and again, hopefully we'll have time to say something about Yom Kippur, is the flip side of this discussion, where this whole discussion started. Okay, and that is the question of fish with milk, dogim and cholov. This whole thing, remember, got started because the Shach and the Taz by us said, quoted a Beis Yosef who said you're not supposed to have dog with cholov, and he said, no, it was a printing mistake. It should mean it's not supposed to have dog with basar. So we had a whole discussion, why in the world not? But the Beis Yosef says what it says. So let's take a look now at source 40. The Mishnah in Chul in the beginning of the parak, Kolabasar, Kuf Gimel Beis, Kolabasar also levashu b'cholab, chutz mibsar dogim b'chagovim. Okay? So there's absolutely no question that according to the Mishnah, there is no problem cooking fish, okay, together with milk. Kolabasar also levashu chutz mibsar dogim. Similarly, But also alas, I'm going to show on all meat and alas put on the same table with cheese, with dairy. Chutz mibsar dogim, it's mutter. So obviously it's mutter to eat. You can cook fish and milk. You can have fish and milk at the same table. Okay, obviously at the same table, people eat what's on the table. So obviously Medina the Mishnah, there's absolutely no problem whatsoever having fish with dairy. Okay? And that's what Rashi explains, because Kalabos are also 41. Kalabos are also the Vash Mechalav. The Afa Gavra Chwana Gedi. Okay, what the Lechayev Oaf applies to Chaya, it applies to Oaf. Of course, Oaf is from Darbonon. Okay, some says the rice, some says Darbonon, but nobody includes fish. That's what we're saying here. All right? And then, what's the second half of the mission? I'll have to put on the table. That's a Harchoka. What's the Harchoka? Also the Hallows. Dilma also the Mechnil. Because you'll end up eating it. It's on the table. People nibble what's on the table. So if you have stuff on the table that's not supposed to eat together with other stuff, don't put that on the table. Right? Don't put meat on the same table with dairy because you'll end up eating it. Okay? The Asa Mechlinu Kiadadi, the Konagi, or they'll touch each other. Or Bali Mahadi, that will be Balea. They'll absorb flavor one from the other. Okay? Afakav Shemutu Lecho Bosar Achar Gvina. You can have meat after cheese. That's a different story, but not on the same plate. However, fish you can put on the same table. I mean, fish you can put on the same table. Okay? So that's pretty clear in Medina the Mishnah. Tosus points out there on Kukum Bay, Dilma Masla also Hallows. Said you're not allowed to put, let's read it 43, Dilma Masla also Hallows Imar Gvina on Shulchan, Chutzmi Bosar Dogim Chagom. Regular meat, red meat, including poultry as well, you can't put on the table with milk, but fish you can. And he says, the truth is, high chutz lo itzterich. You don't need to tell me that. Okay, you don't need to tell me. The Mishnah didn't really need to tell me that it's okay to put fish and dairy at the same table. Okay, high chutz lo itzterich. Tafir levashel shari. We learned in the first part, we begin to cook it together. When you tell me you can cook it together, you can't put on a table together. Obviously, if you can cook it together, you can eat it together. So the toast is simply pointing out, Ela Agav Reisha Matte, just to keep a parallel, right? The Mishnah, and again, I think you have to remember that the Mishnah's original was Baal Peh. So a lot of things are structured in the Mishnah to remember things by heart. You know, categorizing things in a certain way, because it's easier if people remember. Okay, the structure of the Mishnah, sometimes it was done in such a way, or in groups, or in numbers, or in mnemonics. You know, the way to remember things, everybody's got their own memory tools in general, right? I mean, you know, in Pesach, they say, Rabbi Yehuda, I know somebody who's funny, Bitzach, Adash, Bacha. So we're trying to figure out why it was written on the Mata, and then the first two with the warning list. Well, I don't, okay, all good. But we find elsewhere, the same Rabbi Yehuda, elsewhere in Mishnah, also had that means of remember a list of things. So you make a little phrase to remember. I don't know what the Sheva Mashkin are, the seven liquids that make something Heksha Kabatum, right? Yad Shochad Dam. Yad Shochad Dam, right? So it's Yayin, Devash, Shin Shemen, Chesis Cholov, Tesis Tal, Dal is Dam, and Mem is Mayim. Those are the seven liquids that someone comes into contact with, Moksha comes up. So it's just a phrase. If that helps you remember it, fine. If it doesn't help you remember it, don't use it. People remember it other ways. You know, everyone's got memory tools. Okay, we remember the planets. I remember the planets, so we had a line when we were growing up. I told us once more, my very excellent mother just served us 9 pancakes. Right? Because my very, it was a Mercury, Venus, Earth, my very excellent. My mother was Mars, just as Jupiter, because I still remember it. Served as Saturn, us as Uranus, 9 Neptune, and pancakes as Pluto. So that was how we remembered the 9 planets. A few years ago, they declassified Pluto as a planet, right? I think they now reclassified. There's a machlokas among the astronomers, I think. But so then we had to change the mnemonic to my mother, my very excellent mother, just served us nothing. That's it. I don't know. How do you remember? But again, you know, there are always ways, always tools that people use to memorize things. So I'm just saying, because the Gemara structure, the Mishnah is sometimes structured things. It wasn't Enochanami. You know, once you told me that you can cook fish with meat, you don't have to tell me, and by the way, you can put it on the same table. Shkoyach, you can cook it together. But since the Mishnah was telling us about regular basar, including Pizarro, by the way, they can't put on the same table. So this you can't put on. I could have figured it out myself. Okay. And then the Mishnah says, because what's the reason? Right? Rashi said, also the halos, Dilma also the Mechlik. You can't eat it, but you can eat it. Okay. So just as a side point, having said this, the Prima Gadin, I quoted a few times, the Rosh Yosef on Chulin, on that mission in Chulin, Kuf Gimel Beis 44, he says, well, it's not such an obvious thing. The mission did need to tell us the second phrase. Okay, High Chutz, he quotes Tosas. He says, truth is, remember we learned already, according to the Rambam and others, Chol Midil Osel Darbonon Mutal Vashav Ano Af Midarbonon. Okay? Something which is only usher to eat in the Darbonon was Mutal Bishwano. We talked about that already, right? That's what I said at the beginning. Still Gimel here. Okay? So the truth of the matter is, just because and it was a Psar Of is Mutal to cook together, okay? But it's still, Psar Of is Mutal to cook, but it's still usher to eat, right? Psar Of is Mutal to cook together. So, so from the fact that it's mutter to cook b'sar dogim together with milk does not automatically mean you're allowed to eat together, right? You hear the people know what I'm saying? That the fact that we said, well, it's obvious you can cook them together. Well, not so fast. You can cook b'sar of together with milk and you can't eat it. So you don't need the second half of that. That's what Pringadam is sort of commenting on Tosas, right? The logic you could argue, you don't automatically say just because you can cook some together. Right, you can cook Psar Of with Chol of Tov, you can't eat it. So maybe Psar Dog is the same thing. Kamashon, the end of the mission, no. What's the lotion? Also, a house of Mir al Shulchan, Chutz Misar Dog, tells you are allowed to. So, right here. Yeah. Yeah, that's an interesting horror. That sheet the phantom sheet. Yeah. Yeah, Prince, it's such a strong kasher. Now, I didn't think of that. I was thinking, well, the Prince was a very good point. Why did Tosus think of that? I had a different teretz, but that's probably a better teretz. Mm-hmm. Again, what I thought was, well, that's not a bad teretz. The phantom shita, you know, that's also the right. So that's a better teretz than what I was thinking. Because you could say what I thought was that the boss is also Vashra Chalav Chutz Misar Dogim. The emphasis there really was on also Vashra. The emphasis was eating. You know, because remember they only use Bishul because that's a Lashon Torah, and therefore it's really eating. Could be. All right. Anyway, I was spending too much time. That's not such a major point. But it's interesting. All right, think of it. I didn't think of that. Okay. All right. Yeah. The Ran on the Rif here in Chulin on Lamed Vav Mud Beis going over to Lamed Zayin and Aleph, the page of the Rif. Also, how is Psar Gvino Shulchan Chutz Mizdar Dogma? The Dilma is the Chulin of the Dadi. Pena Chanami, the Shar Dogma, the Chulin of the Chulin of Shari, and Anokka, Tashmina, the Shar Bosar, the Chulin of the Chulin of Nami Osir. He just learns it means other meat. It's the second point in the Mishnah, and it reminds us: don't think that fish is lumped in. Now, the issue is shar b'asar fil b'nami nami also. But it's trichel mitzvah misti chutz b'sar domchav the lo tanachi lo v'tanach kustrin shayus tachilas b'asar dog v'chagam v'chalam mireisha shamila. The came to the vashu v'chav shari v'melam vashu l'achav v'chav nami shari. The issue b'asar v'chav v'loshem bishul afkach on a zen really because they put it in because so we're talking about the achila. Okay, they only use loshem bishul because that's the Torah's loshem, but it tells you the achila. That's why I thought that was the teretz. But okay. The Rosh Bo has a little summary of everything here. Okay, in one line, really. A couple lines in the Bayis Aruch, Bayis Gimel Shar Dal 46. Yesh Basar, to summarize everything. Yesh Basar Mutar B'Cholav. There's a type of Basar that's Mutar B'Cholav. Behem Shnei Minim. It's a derisa. Behem Shnei Minim. B'Sar Dogim, B'Sar Chagovim. Okay? Totally Mutar. Sardogim, Sarchav, Ditan, Kola Boso, Oso Vashmachal, Chuz, Sardogim, Chagavim. The list of the Kod, Nokat, the Afik, Achila, Belosh, and Bishol, fine. Abuadin, the Achila, the Dogim, Chagavim, Mutal, Vashal, Behalos, Olecho. Nimtza, or Nimtzu, Shlosha, meaning, Beboser, Becholo. Colon. Doraisa, one is Doraisa, that's Besar, Behema, Becholo, Behem. Oso Drabonon, that's Besar, Chayav, Oof, Becholo. Going. I feel the Chol of Kachal, Shem Chol El Cholav Ash Kalav Aim Ella Kalav Mason. Okay, that's what we'll have to come back to. And Umutalagamri, the third category, Mutalagamri, that's Sardog and Bechagov, Mafilu Bechalav Gomor. So it's three things. Some things are also the rice with Cholav, some things are also the one with Cholav, some things are totally mutter with Cholav. Cool. So far, it seems that fish is in that last category, totally mutter. Indeed, the Rambam paskins himself, Hilchos Machalos Asuras, Perek Tes Halacha Hey, Dogim v'chagavim mutter l'achlan v'cholav. The Rambam leaves you no wangle, you know, way to wangle out of it. It says straight out, Dogim is mutter to eat with dairy, period. No issue, no sakana, no nothing. However, the Beis Yosef here by us, it's in Pei Zion, number 48, says, Dogim v'chagavim mutter l'achlan v'cholav. He says it first. He said, that's the mashmos, reish perkola bosa, also mashmachal chutz misar domagom, etc. Because of Iran, they came to the vashon shori, mashmalachal, mechal nami shori. These are bosa, mechal bloshon bishlav kechmona, mechain kasor ram and rashbo, and everything we just saw. The loachon, mechal nami shori. To eat it with milk, fish, or milk is mutter. Concludes the Beis Yosef at the end, and here it is. Umikol mokom, ein lechol dogim, mechal nami sakona. You're right, the Mishnah, and the Rambam, and the Rashba, they're all talking al pi din, al pi halacha, of basar b'cholav, and so on. There's no problem of fish with milk. However, mikol makom ein lecho dogim b'cholav b'mei ha-sakona. The commotion is born, we say for Arachayim, Sim Kuf Ayin Gimel, as it says back in Arachayim, Sim Kuf Ayin Gimel. So, says the Beis Yosef here, near this in Pei Zion, you should not have meat with, I'm sorry, you should not have fish with dairy, because sakana, as it says in Arachayim Sivan Kufayin Gimel, we already saw, I mentioned it in some posts, say, it doesn't say that in Arachayim Sivan Kufayin Gimel, who says it doesn't say that, but what he meant was, like those things listed in Arachayim Sivan Kufayin Gimel. Okay? The Ramah writes in the Darkei Moshe here, it's in Pei Zion, Os Dalad, Velo Ra'isi Miyomai Nizharim Bezak. Never heard anybody be choshes for this. Never heard of it, says the Ramah. Vegam Baruchayim Sivan Kufayin Gimel, Eino El Shalacha Bebosar, Mishum Sakana. The Ramah said, you look in Kufayin Gimel, like the Beis Yosef directs us to, it's talking there about eating meat, okay, together with fish, because Mishum Sakana. Abu Cholav Shari. And therefore he says, that's the plain words that the poem is quoted. The Lachay Nirish and his Arab, Maharav Beis Yosef, Bosar Bechalav. Not a plain words, he had the Beis Yosef and a Tarobis of Bosar Bechalav. He mixed meat and milk together. Not in a pot, but in the sefer. He mixed meat and milk together in the sefer. Okay. The Prisha, on the tour in here in Simpe Zion, Os Ches, quotes the Beis Yosef, okay, and he writes with Dr. Moshe, because I never saw anybody do it, and so on, and he says in Arachayim, he doesn't say that, okay, milk is mutter, okay, and he adds as well, at the end, he says, Gam mashmala hatim, ha'da amru, kuf yud alaf, and we'll see in a second, dogim she'olu b'ka'ar shal basar, Mutar lecho bekutach, mishum shokim dogim and kutach shulchalav. Mashmaran shokim dogim kutach shulchalav. Okay? If you have fish that were in a fleshig pot, you're allowed to eat it with this kutach. We discussed yesterday, kutach was a kind of milking cereal kind of thing, like a mushed up bread with yogurt and so on, was milkings. Okay? Not a problem. Okay? So what is that? That's the Gemara Chulin, Kuf Yud Aleph Mud Beis, 51. Gemara says, Itmar, dogim she'olu b'kara. Okay? They were put on a plate. And Rashi says right away, dogim she'olu b'kara, min hatzli. They came right off the grill. Piping hot fish. Grilling fish right off the grill. She'roskin, they were hot. Nosun l'tocha kara she'ochlu bo basa. Put on a fleshig plate. Hot, piping hot fish put on a fleshig plate. Okay? Rav Omar, osur l'ochlan b'kutach. Okay? Right? Why, says Rashi? This is a famous Gemara. We'll have to go into greater detail later, but we'll read it now for the first time. Osur l'ochlan b'kutach, says Rashi, l'visha basar no sein bohem tam. The meat, the absorbed meat in the plate, is a fleshig plate. I'm not talking now, it's benyo, not a problem now, but it's a fleshig plate, and the fleshig plate is going to be absorbed into this piping hot fish that was put on it. Okay, that's Rav. Osur l'ochlan b'kutach. All right? Ushmuel Amar, Mutul Ochel Makutach. Okay? Shmuel says, Mutul, you can take that fish. The fish is still powerful. Even though it was on a fleshy plate hot, it's still fish, still par mutal of a makutach. You can have it with this dairy dish. Rav Amar Osir no Saint Tamhu. Okay, it's no Saint Tam. What do you mean? It's, the fish picks up the flavor from the flesh, so no Saint Tam. And Shmuel Omar Mutter no Saint Tam bar no Saint Tam. Who? It's one step rule. We call it not bar not, not the son of not, the son of literally, but you know, so, but you know, not bar not. It's no Saint Tam. It's two no Saint Tams. What do you mean? Look at Rashi says. It's very important to know in general. Here and there, we're only meeting it briefly now. But the famous not Barnat, right? Not Barnat. I mean, people, it's not a formula, it's just an abbreviation. Not, there's no Saint Tom, Bar no Saint Tom. What does it mean? Rashi said, Im hayomivu shalim im basar, very important Rashi. If this fish was cooked together with meat, okay, in the same pan, in the same pot, then takya, hayo also lechem mekutach. Then we assume that the fish absorbed the flavor directly. The fish absorbed the flavor directly from the meat. Okay? And therefore you can't eat with the kutach. Okay? Inami modishmush also lechol cholav rosech bekar, you know, so Tom Rishon and Kibosa go, I don't live that now. Aval ke'orazu hi atzma ena bosa. But here, in our case, says Rashi explaining it, the fish was not cooked together with the meat. It was simply put on a plate which had previously had fleshings on it. It was a fleshing of plate, but it's one step removed. Zui atzma ain't a boss. It's not a fleshing. It's not a piece of meat. It's a piece. So now what happened? Okay, the plate absorbed the flavor of the meat, and now the fish absorbs the flavor of the plate. See, that's why it's called nosin tam, bar nosin tam. The fish did not absorb directly flavor from meat. There was no meat in sight. Okay? That's what Shmuel's pointed. That's called not bar not. Because the fish did not absorb flavor directly from meat. It was cooked together, so tak absorbed the flavor directly. That's nosin tam. Good. So that, says Rashi, Shmuel will agree. You can't eat that together with milchiks. Okay? But it was only on a fleshing plate. It was on something which only became fleshy because it itself absorbed from the meat. It's one step removed. The plate absorbed from the meat, and now the fish absorbs from the plate. That's called Nosim Matam by Nosim Tam. And what we're talking about is Mutter, you know, it's all a heter, right? So, therefore, in that case, it's not like the meat itself. Okay? Good. So, again, not our issue now, but it's a very, very important issue. It was possible. Okay, that's an old question. And the cook, it's in milk, is in a fleshing pot, you know. So there are a number of things that you have to consider. That one of the things is it not bar not? Is it one step removed? Or is it directly in those in time? Okay? So bear that in mind. What's all this got to do with us? The Prisha says, notice how nobody in this Gemara said, what? Nobody in this Gemara said that it's usher to eat this fish with milk. Right? It should have been. The only question was. One second. As Rashi said. Yeah, the only concern was that this fish was cooked. In the first case, it was dug and shalom bakar. Well, in the case of the Gemara, it was dug and shalom bakar. It was on a fleshing of plate. So now the question is, can you eat it with milk, right? But wait a second. I thought you're not allowed to eat it with fish with milk altogether because it's sakana. So that's conspicuously absent. The only thing the Gemara talks about is, did it absorb the flavor of the meat or not? So Rob said it did, and Shmuel said, not by not, it's one step removed. Fine. So the only question was, can you eat this fish with milk? Because why? Because of the basar connection. But nobody, according to this Beis Yosef, okay, forget about the basar connection. You're not supposed to have fish with dairy anyways. Because of the sakana. Now you could answer, not exactly a bomb of a kind, could answer the Gemara wasn't dealing with the sakana issue. The Gemara was dealing with the halachic. But still, the priest says, you know, it should have come up. Somebody should have mentioned, of course, you know, but it doesn't say that. All right, so that's the riot. So, as you see, the Darkei Moshe, the preacher, they all reject this Beis Yosef, and they suggest that there was just a printing mistake. Their whole issue was meat with fish, right? Not milk with fish. Milk was no problem whatsoever. But meat with fish, as we discussed yesterday, the Benisa and so on and so forth. One, there is, however, a shita that agrees with the Benisa. That's the Levush. Okay, in 53, the Levush here at our sermon pays on to Gimel. Okay. Etc. Okay, first he says all that. Then he talks about Bsar Chayva Ov. Okay, if you remember correctly, that's the fourth line. Bsar Chayva Ov, Afilu B'chala Behemetar, Ein Osel Achila Darbanan, Umutar Mishwana, fine. And there's no Marasayan, which we'll talk about next time after Yantan. But look at the last two lines. V'dogim B'chagogim, Ein Bohem Issachal Afilu Darbanan. Right, like we saw in that Rashbo. Fish, it's not even Dabana, no issue whatsoever. Nafim Dabana. The low Greek boss, it's not called Bosa. When we call Makom, he ends also, Ain, like the Beis Yosef, Ain, Lechol, Dog, and Bechol, and Asakana. Emotions, Barb, and Bush, Bush, Kalis. Remember, I told you, Bush, the nickname is based on that Pusik, right? So one of the, Mordechai Yotzin of Namel, Bush, Malchus, Techelis, Rechulis. So one of the Vimal called Bush, Techelis. Okay. That's what our Archive. Anyway, it's a simple fine gill. So the Levush does hold like the Beis Yosef in this Chumrah. Okay? Just mention, okay, Rabbeinu Bachya. Rabbeinu Bachya was earlier than me. Rabbeinu Bachya is a Rishon. He's a Talmud Rashba. Okay? Happens to me that my son's doing his PhD of Revel on Rabbeinu Bachya. It shows me things about Rabbeinu Bachya. Very, very fascinating, actually. Underrated, someone Rabbeinu Bachya, seems to me. A lot of very fascinating interpretations. And it's pretty clear that the only reason Rabbeinu Bachya wasn't printed in the Kodesh Gadol was it's long. It's just too long. It does say they're long, but a lot of fascinating things. Anyway, someone's trying to compile a list of Dvarim that are Shogur B'fi Kol that seem to originate with Rabbeinu Bachya. You know, it was the first one. It was first printed. Not that he made it up, but. Anyway, but Rabbeinu Bachya on the Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, Parakov Gimel Pasuk Yates, also asking what Chalim knows, says, look what he says. Now he's well before the Beis Yosef. He lived before the Beis Yosef. He says, V'chein das harofen, the tarovas dag ugvina, shenizbashu keachon, shemolid tchuna ra mechole atzaraz. He had this idea. Now, again, he doesn't say that it's osir, he just says that apparently it could lead to bad things. You know, it's not a good idea. And he says, Das Harofen. Some medical opinion, and again, this is earlier than the Beis Yosef, okay, but Rabbeinu Bachya mentions it, okay, and we'll see other, I can't quote it, okay, but it's an interesting point, okay, he says, the Das Harofen, the dog and Gvina mixed together, that's it, notice how he says, Shinispashu Biyachu, Kecha, they were cooked together, okay, they lead to bad things, and maybe call it Tzaraz, and so on, all right. Now, the moment of Rum, in Siman Kufayin Gimel, remember the Beis Yosef said, "Go take a look in Siman Kufayin Gimel." What they talk about, as we learned yesterday, basar with dogim. Okay, so the Magen Avraham there, there's no sifkat; it's just the introduction. Sometimes Magen Avraham just gives an introduction to the sif. There's no sifkat; it's like sifkat zero. Okay, so part of the Magen Avraham, did not write his perish originally as intended to be published. It was like his ha'oris. They wrote it on the other side of the page and so on. So this is not always. Sometimes at the beginning of a simon, it won't have any sifkat. Just it's like an asterisk or something. Anyway, here's one of those places. So it says v'yesh 55 v'yesh nogim lito v'gvina dogim. Some people do wash. We discussed before. V'gvina dogim to cheese and fish. V'yotz amashakaz v'yosu v'yardes and v'zayim the sakana lechol gvina dogim. Okay, it's a mistake, and Mechain Kav Sarkonim. So the Magen Avraham in Arachayim does mention a Shita, but he dismisses it. The Chidah, one of his many Svarim, called Machzik Brocha. It's the Chidah of Chaim Yosef David Ozalai, the great Svarim post in the 1700s, wrote many, 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 many Svarim. So one of his, he wrote on the Shohar, it's called Birkei Yosef. And Machzik Broch is like other things, like an addendum almost to the Birkei Yosef. So Machzik Broch here in our Siman, in Yerodei Siman Pei Zayim, in Sivkot and Dalet, he quotes the Beis Yosef, and he says the Achronim say that it's a Tov Sofer, the Dafka Bebosu Sarkona, okay? However, he quotes Harav Knesset Gadol, Rabbi Yisrael Menuda, Ve'idu, Daro from Omrim, the Yisrael Konagam, B'dogim Ugrina. Okay, and he says that Yaakov Emden said it. Yaakov Emden quotes that Rabbeinu Bachir. So the Machzor Brachah is saying we shouldn't be so quick to dismiss it. The Beis Yosef didn't make this up, and he says I'm not convinced that it's a printing error. Other people pointed out that if it comes from Rabbeinu Bachir's earlier, and some doctors say that it's not a concern. Okay, and then he discusses towards the end of that paragraph that the only concern is. Dogim b'chol of mamish, rusar kana, but not with butter, and not with cream, and other things like that. So we don't take it all the way as far as that. So that's pretty much what I wanted to mention from there. Just a second. So I brought the chidoin to tell you that there's more... the more people say like that than just the Beis Yosef. So I guess my point is, it is a little hard to say the Mamash Tov Sofer. I don't know, maybe that's what he believed. Why is it not necessarily Tov Sofer? There are some people who seem to hold that way. Okay? But the Chidor at the end concludes, okay, that even according to the Beis Yosef, he says, you notice that it wasn't quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. The Beis Yosef, not here and not in Aruch Chaim. Neither place, the Beis Yosef says this in his commentary on the tour, the Beis Yosef. But the Mechaber does not bring it in the Shulchan Aruch. All right? And therefore he says that maybe he was Choser, maybe he wasn't so convinced it was such a thing to be concerned about. If you look at the last line, it's difficult to say that this is the Shita of the Maran. The Beit Yosef, because umadua lo kosva la shulchan Torah. Why didn't he write in the Shulchan Aruch? Okay, so it's possible either that he was chozer or that he was maybe it wasn't such a fantastic iser, such a great chashash. But in any event, the din doesn't appear in the Shulchan Aruch. So he says perhaps maybe it was a toast so far, even though we could find ways to justify it. Okay, the Aruch Shulchan, finish up. Sif Sim Pezayin Sif Tezva. Okay. That just a second. End of the second line here. Well, first it says, let's read the whole thing. Kvarni's board, the Bsar Chayv of Mutum and the Don Osar Ocho, Lachain Mutarm Bishwano, we know that. Bechain Echidor Achonim, the low key shots on Achim Bezeh, like those want to be Machmer, like we discussed. Bechain Edim Bsar Behema im Cholov, okay. Chalokhaya, Abba Bsar Dogim, Achagam, Ein Bohem, Achila, Isar Achila Bechol, and the Abonim. Upshita, Shiochol of Ashel Dogim Achol, you can cook them together. And he also says, Vidash, Atos, Nofal, Besifor, Agolosh, Renu, Yosef. The whole concept was an error and so on. So that's how he wants to say too. Yesh wrote him somewhat in Mekayimet, on the next page. Yesh wrote some Mekayimet, Zebra, Shemotsu, Besifi, Arofim, Sheyesh, Sarkar, Dabu, Cholab, ain't okay. It's not true. Okay? Not true. Yeah. So just to finish up, I printed in 58 the truth of the Ben Ish Chai called Rav Pe'alim. Rav Pe'alim. Okay. This is in Chelik Beis, Yerodeus and Yud, the truth Rav Pe'alim. He was asked this question, Sheila, Imutar letagin dogim bechema v'lechol. Odil ma'ik lamechah shakan v'misur. He says, dogim im cholov. Listen, the Beis Yosef says, ain lechom ne'asakona. And the Levush agrees, he said. Okay? But he says, some say, again, it's dafka b'cholov, also only in actual milk, not in butter. Okay? And, however, what about cheese? Well, the case of Ben Abachi was cheese. Okay? So he's making on some things, not on other things. He makes a decision between a chema and other types of milk. In the shorter version, you can take a look in the Ben Ish Chai, same author. Shana Shnia, Parash Malos, Halos, Tezvah, 59. Dogim b'chol of mutar for the bond. Miu, yesh b'am sakar, scholi, lechol, v'lachat osu lachom. Hu adin lechol dogim in gvina, case of kavod. Aval dogim mechema, some say different, some say the same. Yeah. Okay? Finally, a lot of these makoros I found in the Tshuva of Avadia Yosef, so if you're interested in this subject, one of the sources I printed is the Tshuva is the Chavad Das, Chen Vom Sim Ben Ches. He was asked, I muto lecho dog mechol of Gino Bechema, the Sikun, the very end, Yeish Lehimona, the lecho dog mechol of Gino Meshuk Hashav Sakon. That's our Avadia Yosef Paskins, like the Mechaber. Again, it's interesting because not in the Mechaber, it's only the Beis Yosef. But that's how he passed into the Sardim, because of Hashash Sakana. He says, Aval Hanogim Lech Hodogim Bechema, Rishonim Rishar Benaga. Those, even Sardim, who will eat fish that was, you know, cooked in butter, like that's you grease up the pan with butter. So he said, yes, you can rely, they can maintain their custom. Viyotse Ashkenaz, no Hagim Lahakel Becholze. The Ashkenazim don't have any issue whatsoever. They make it completely. On fish with all kinds of dairy products, yesh lahem alashi smoko, and they have a reliable tradition. Nahara nahara pashtei, streams in different directions, and it's all okay. Right, Sfardim to this day, there are Sfardim to this day who don't eat. If you go to a Sfardi bris, they don't have bagels, lox, and cream cheese for a bris, and they may have bagels, lox, and they have, you know, but they don't have cream cheese. They will not eat lox and cream cheese. They won't eat a tuna melt. And so on, based on this Beis Yosef, so it's taken seriously, and that's the din. Okay, so if you have a few minutes, I'm going to say something very quickly about.